going on a trip soon, need a new carry-on, or just have a bunch of events coming up and you need new outfits, Macy's Friends and Family Sale is all you'll need. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus, free shipping at $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like, you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com. Okay. Interesting time in the world right now. Nazi demonstrations on bridges, anti-Semitism coming to the forefront, very, very widely discussed, thankfully, by the way, topic. It's a sensitive area to discuss. So I am Jewish. My mother converted because my father's side, my uncle was a rabbi in Israel, very religious parents my father had. This is going to sound ridiculous, but culturally to anyone Jewish from New York in the last 50 years, my family owned the Knish Kanash, which is a small catering, Jewish catering company in Queens, but a Knish is a dying breed of Jewish potato square hot food, like on the go food. The authentic ones are round, but the newer ones that you could see on some hot dog carts are square. They're amazing. I haven't had a good knish in so long. It's like mushy potato inside. This how do I explain it? Almost like a Jewish empanada outside, but it's different. Anyway, so culturally, I'm very Jewish and my father is very Jewish. And the reason my mother converted was because no one could have children on that side of the family. And so when my mother became pregnant with me, it was a big deal. And for me to be Jewish was a big deal. So I am not religious. My father's brother was extremely religious, very strict. And the parents really kind of in that way favored him. My father was more of like the hot shot and he became a Hall of Fame trainer. But like I said, his brother was a rabbi in Israel and all my Jewish relatives in Queens reach out to me. And I am not, the word Jew right now is very controversial because as Michael Rappaport said, people that are not Jewish shouldn't be able to say Jew. Like, you'll hear people say, I'm a good Jew, I'm a bad Jew, if on holidays they go to temple or if they fast on Yom Kippur, which is the day that everyone's atoning for their sins. So they fast, you know, you're supposed to be suffering. There's a lot of meaning in every religion, but that's why people are walking on Saturdays and don't religious Jewish people don't use their phones or work, and you can't get in touch with them. It's Shabbat. And so people will say good Jew and bad Jew within, if you are Jewish. So I grew up with a stepfather who was Catholic. So I also went to church. So I've had a sort of mutt upbringing of religion, and thus ended up not being religious at all, but being spiritual and cultural. So culturally, many people would think that I am Jewish. I have a last name that's Jewish. I have family that's Jewish. I am Jewish. My daughter is technically Jewish because it's on the mother's side. And I say Jewish because I would have normally said the Jews have been through. But now I'm saying Jewish because people have taken license to say Jews, and it's in a derogatory manner. Like, obviously the N-word is an evil word that you can't use, and it's destructive to use. But some people would say the word blacks, which is saying Jews is like saying blacks. It's just derogatory in nature. You just can tell. Not if I say to Paul, you know, a good Jew or bad, or it's bad for the Jews. People say it's good for the Jews, bad for the Jews. It's something that I could say, but I won't anymore because we want to lead by example and because this is a conversation. But entering into this conversation is because I'm a person, not because I'm going to quote unquote dine out on being Jewish. I'm going to pretend that I observe every holiday. I don't. I do not. I'm not a religious Jew. I've never pretended to be. I've gone to temple for people I've been in relationships with, have observed for that reason. I respect who I am and culturally what I would normally say the Jews have been through. There also is no way that any of us can understand, whether we have grandparents who talk about stories at the dinner table, you know, photographs of people in our families that are Jewish people that have suffered. It's impossible to really understand what the Jewish population has been through. I mean, it's just stuff that's sort of said, the Holocaust, it's just discussed. Some people deny the Holocaust happened. Like, there are crazy people out there, but we're getting more and more educated. So if there's one thing has been that this conversation is, and people just are on the surface, like we're posting quotes on Instagram. That's great. It's just like doing relief work where I'm like, we're posting a link on Instagram. Great. What are we doing? Like, what's happening? So there has to be a conversation. And I keep hearing, I stand with Jewish people. Anti-Semitism is wrong. Like, that's like saying stealing is bad. We know that. Like, what are we actually talking about? So I don't talk about this person anymore. I'm not saying this being's name because I don't want to feed the beast. I have been guilty, okay? I didn't know I was guilty. I thought this person was a marketing genius because they had entered into different areas and been so successful. And often, by the way, people that are very talented in one area are destructive in another. They are not mutually exclusive, but calling someone a genius is typically something that's positive. So I feel responsible for talking about a person in a way that's positive or giving a platform even about them negatively. That's the big conversation that's happening. Not only that anti-Semitism is wrong and stand with being Jewish, but the platform being given. That I am here for because that is something we can really, really do something about. And it's not just about this person who has spewed hate, any person who attempts to divide people, intentionally wants to label by names. We are not in a time right now in history where we need to be divided. We are all human beings. We are all people. So what are we going to, start just hating a group? Even the way that politics is divided. Everybody on Fox News, you know, Democrats are the devil. And everybody on CNN, you know, Republicans are the devil. And everything they say is wrong. And they're just like this divisiveness. You like Meghan Markle? That means you must have voted for Hillary Clinton or Biden. It makes no sense. You can like Meghan Markle. You cannot like Meghan Markle. You can like a person. You cannot. These divided anger harnessing conversations are destructive. It's undeniable that racism exists. It's undeniable that anti-Semitism exists. It's undeniable that homophobia exists. You know, it's all this is undeniable, but the conversation is together to unite, to be positive, to have a conversation, to understand somebody else, for a Jewish person to understand what a Black person has been through, for a Black person, a white person to understand what a Jew, for a Catholic person to understand what a Jewish person and their family has been through. We are going further apart instead of coming closer together, and it doesn't make any fucking sense, and it's not working, and it doesn't work in politics, it doesn't work in gender, it doesn't work in sexuality, it doesn't work in relationships, it doesn't work in marriages, it doesn't work in anything. It's why wars have been like fought and lost, and lives, people have been killed. I mean, think about the Crusades. Like, it's endless. So we have to realize that every action and every word has meaning, and we make mistakes. You can make mistakes. You could say something like you say something without being canceled. There is, you know, this thing that's gone on is a cancellation with a K, and it's deserved, and it's a full scale cancellation. Like, what's the cancellation policy? Oh, this is a cancellation with a K. It's different. This one's fucking to the mattresses. We have literally taken this thing down to the sticks. So that's not the conversation. Move that to the left. But is it a lesson and that I'm learning too? I learned it. It's funny. I had a foreshadowing a couple of weeks ago. I literally said, I'm not talking about the shit that I think is a bad influence, and it shouldn't be on the fucking platforms. And the media takes the bait and they keep going. It's okay. Write about what? Give us the news that some company, you know, severed ties with the person. Let's not go ad nauseum and keep talking about it, because this is how the wrong people get elected. Keep talking about it. Keep talking about it. Give this person a platform. It's a train wreck. We have to watch it. It's a car crash. We must watch. That's how the wrong people get in power. And they get the power to A, monger hate, bring together people who are really unhappy with their lives and want something to fight and be angry about, or B, make them more famous, make them more money. The wrong people are being promoted on these media outlets. So please think each time you look at an Instagram post, at an article, at anything in the media has more powerful than weapons, is my opinion. I think it is more powerful. It puts people in power. It makes people money. Money is power. And so unfollow. First, tell the publication what, you know, you're talking about this and this is dangerous. Unfollow. Stop feeding the beast. If there's somebody that you don't like, the role model that they are for your son or daughter, unfucking follow. If it's somebody, if it's an outlet that's promoting something, and I texted Michael Rappaport. I said, stop talking about this. You're adding gasoline now. I know it's good. And you know that you're saying hateful things that other people want to believe about this person. Great. Stop talking, because you're adding gasoline. No matter what, any gasoline is gasoline. Anything. When something's going on that I don't want to give oxygen, I shut the fuck up, and it's tempting. You want to keep talking about it. Let me say my thing. It's the most important thing. I want to say this thing. It's amazing. And I want to tell everybody. And that's why I'm not saying names. And that's why I said to myself, I need a cleanse. Whoever it is, stop fucking supporting the publications that are writing about it. If they are, because that being is not the conversation anymore. We don't need to talk about that name anymore. Memes and sounds on TikTok. I don't want to hear that name anymore, because that being has created actually what's an important conversation about anti-Semitism. So that's the only silver lining. Okay, so let's have that conversation. Let's stop talking about that being. And we know that cancellation policy with a K happened. So check that box and stop fucking talking about it, and stop supporting people that are a bad role model for your kids. And that doesn't mean those people. A, stop supporting those people, stop supporting those products, and stop supporting the media outlets writing about them. Stop feeding the beast. The media outlets are only selling what we are buying. You go to Walmart, they don't keep stocking up on Red Bull if we're not drinking it. They don't stock up on cigarettes and alcohol or whatever they sell that, you know, if we're that are addictive if we're not buying it. They're not going to stock up. They're not going to buy it anymore. The media is an outlet. It's literally called an outlet. What do outlets do? They distribute. You go to the outlets, any outlet, Target is an outlet, but if you go to like an outlet store, they're distributing, they're selling. They want to move merchandise. Media outlets are outlets. They are moving content. They will not be moving the content if we're not buying the content. So we have to stop absorbing the wrong content. It's a discipline. Are you not eating shit? Are you drinking less? Are you not smoking cigarettes? Are you not doing cocaine? Are you, you know, whatever it is, because it's bad for you? Are you not eating non-organic foods? Are you not eating meat 7 days a week? Are you not funneling bacon and lard because it's bad for you? Right. This is bad for you too. This is bad for your kids. If you're consuming shit that's bad for you, detox from it. So take it all the way into the media you're consuming. If you care about what you eat, if you care about what you drink, if you care about exercise, if you care about anything, if you care about your body and your mind and your soul, stop consuming things that are bad for you.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like, you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.